PedalSleepSolutions.com.
It's Mirage March at Jenkins Mitsubishi. Not an optical illusion, Mirage. The 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage. Jenkins Mitsubishi is offering you the 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage starting at just $7,995. The 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage from Jenkins Mitsubishi gets up to 43 miles per gallon and has a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Seeing is believing, so stop by and see the all-new, fuel-efficient 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage starting at just $7,995. Visit Jenkins Mitsubishi, where the deals are real. 84-month financing, $3,000 cash down with approved credit. Offer doesn't include destination and handling. See dealer for complete details.
If it's chipped or cracked, they'll buy it back. Auto Glass America, 813-96-GLASS.
Ted Hollander, attorney. Speeding, suspended license, DUI. Call the Ticket Clinic Law Firm at 1-800-CITATION. We handle traffic tickets in every Florida county. Our goal is to get your traffic ticket dismissed. Call 1-800-CITATION or online at theticketclinic.com.
What's your case worth? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Real Law Radio. Only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Auto Glass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Calvin mashing up the song.
Yeah, right? This is Cold as Ice. Yeah. Who is this?
Black Eyed Foreigners.
It's Cold as Ice.
All right. What are you yelling at me for?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm not free. It's Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. We got Sporkle coming up here in a second. I want to remind everybody that the Brews with Attitude Beer Festival is happening Tuesday, April 3rd at the T. Pepin Hospitality Center. Over 175 craft beers. You can go there and meet the local brewers, enjoy live music, and also you can grab a bite from Tampa Bay's best food trucks. You can get your tickets before they sell out, and they will sell out. Go to brewswithattitude.com. Brewswithattitude.com. That happening again April 3rd at the Pepin Center.
Can you start that over?
Yeah. Yeah,
sure. And can you turn me up?
All right, hold on.
Do a little mashup.
We'll do a count to three so we can... Start over.
All right,
here we go. Ready? One, two, three.
It's a different speed.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, it's, you know, it's a feel-good song. It's get you hype where that one's like... The other guy's like, oh, scary.
All right, now play that one.
Foreigner scary?
Yeah. I just think everything you listen to is scary. I imagine it's a smoky bar. You never take advice. Someday you'll
pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. I tell you what the better song is.
Yeah.
Foreigner all day long.
Yeah, all day.
Foreigner Black Eyed Peas.
Well, good thing that's your opinion.
I was just talking about the Brews with Attitude, that they're going to have local food trucks there. Yes. And I know that Galvin heard this in Spanish, but Rene Valenzuela, who started up Taco Bus, he was in a really bad accident.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I guess he sold some of Taco Bus, and he was starting a new thing. And while he was getting ready to do like the taste, tank blew up and he got severely burned and had to have face grafts and stuff. And
what?
Yeah, he's a super nice guy. I hate to see something bad happen to him, because he's, anytime I met him, he's always been super nice. And he introduced me to barbacoa. So
there's a new Taco Bus opening right across the Gandy, mm-hmm. where they opened the express
outback
and Carrabba's. I'm excited about that, because that's kind of on the way home for me.
I need to check the health reports.
Yeah.
Are we done talking about the guy getting his face burned? Let's move right on to what's tacos? Important to Carmen.
Food.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, listen, that's a terrible thing to happen to him, but he has created an amazing thing, Taco Bus. Love it.
Celebrate it.
But we should celebrate that and not the bad stuff.
Okay. All right. let me ask you a question. Is Kim the girl who microbladed your face?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know everything. I know everything about you.
Yeah, because I posted on social media.
How do I know who she is? How do I know who she is?
Because you met her before.
Oh, I have?
That's Dance Off, Pants Off.
Pants Off, Dance Off?
Remember when we were at Jake's?
You mean,
yes,
little
gremlin.
What's her name? Gremlin. Oh, well, she looks better blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks hot.
Yeah, she went to cosmetology school, and then she's done a couple extra classes. So I went down there.
Blonde works for her. I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, yeah. And it's called dermaplaning.
Still not adding her on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Carmen put this on her Snapchat, so if you follow her, that's how I know about it.
Yeah.
So what do? They scrape your face?
Yeah. So it's called dermaplaning.
Oh, right. Spell it.
DermaPlaning. Dermaplaning.
Spell plating.
No, plaining. I'm saying N. Plaining.
Yeah, but you're spelled with a D.
No, I didn't spell with a D. I spelled it with an N.
So what do they do?
So they take a scalpel.
Yeah.
And they take it and
And you trust a gremlin to scalpel your face?
That's what I was going
to
say. Yeah, because I saw that on your social media and I was like, that does not seem...
Listen, when she was doing the chin area, and she kept saying, I can't believe people let me do this. I'm like, you're a little too close to
jugular. Right on your Adam's apple.
Yeah, I was like, you're a little too... I don't have one of those.
Okay, just waiting to see if you picked up.
You do. It's just not as pronounced.
Meh. But yeah, so she kept saying that and it got a little nervous. No, but she did an amazing job, and it's actually really cool. So it's for...
Can we touch your face now?
Go wash your hands, and I'll let you, because it is the smoothest.
Why do I have to wash my hands? I have dirty hands?
Yeah, you have dirty hands.
I do not.
Oh, my God.
Can I use other parts of my body?
Yeah. You've had some things on your face that are not very clean.
I mean, but I can take a shower right afterwards.
Okay.
Or I can clean my face.
Like, you can take a shower after this.
Okay. Yeah.
Could I give or get... butterfly kisses from you? Look at those lashes.
Dude.
Every time she blinks, the papers move.
I thought a tarantula was attacking your face.
Nah, they don't look like that. They look good.
They do?
I love them.
They're huge.
What do you mean they do?
You got big sunflower eyes.
That wasn't a question.
they're black.
Yeah, that's because it's supposed to look just like you have mascara.
It does.
Yeah, so it looks like I'm using really good mascara.
Well,
and
I
have no, I have nothing on my eyes.
Yeah. You can tell.
Yeah.
You look very pretty.
Thank you.
I was just teasing.
God, you guys are
So Kim the Gremlin.
You don't understand.
Listen, these are new things to me. People scraping your face and all that other stuff. No. I want to go. I'm going to go you next time. I don't want her to do it. I'm afraid that she's going to be one time you were mean to me. It's sad.
No, she does a really good job, and it's supposed to be really good for your skin because it takes the very top layer off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, it's not exfoliating.
No, yeah, it is.
Okay, but
the beauty king of Tampa over there. Yeah.
It's true. When you take dead cells off the skin, that's called exfoliating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you, Galvin.
Yeah.
But you're microplaning it.
Planing.
Did I say it right? When are we going back? I want to go. I want
to
do it.
So you're supposed to do it every once a month, every 28 days, every 30 days.
Oh, like with your period?
Yeah, basically. So when I'm ready to go, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But I think we're going to have a party because she says if we can get seven, because it only takes about a half hour per
person. How much is it?
Well, we're going to throw a party. I know JoJo was really interested. And
JoJo.
Yeah. I'm sure, Melissa would want to do
it. My wife would do it.
I'll do it. Men can do it, right?
Yeah.
We're already up to seven people.
No.
Saturday night party at my house, microplanning.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and Kim will come do it, and that way we can drink wine.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you this. I am not a recreational marijuana user
all.
No, I'm not. I don't smoke anything. But every once in a while, if I have a little anxiety or I need to relax, I'll take one of those little edible things, and I like it.
Yeah.
Last night was the first time that ever became a problem.
Oh, what, did you take too much?
Take too many?
Well, no. I just shouldn't try to do activities on it.
Oh, I disagree.
So I had a couple of cars parked in my driveway for when I went on vacation, and then I needed to rearrange them all so that I can get out in the morning.
Oh, beautiful mind.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's drawing it out on the window.
Dude.
He's got red yarn going from different things. If I move this one here and this one,
I'm in my,
take three moves to move eight cars.
I'm in my Stingray Chevrolet, Rocky Ridge Edition Silverado extended cab.
I could just go over the other cars.
And my driveway kind of twists a little bit, but not a lot. Like, you look like you should back straight out. But there's also hedges on one side and a beautiful bush on the other. And I didn't want to hit the bush, and I didn't want to hit the hedges. I think at one point I was sideways, and Pete was behind me in the street. because he moved one of his cars, and I pulled out, and really, no BS, it took me like 6 minutes to pull out of my driveway. And I pull out, and I looked at Pete, and he goes, "First day in a truck, sir?" And I go, "I should not try to do that while I'm on edibles."
That is awesome.
I felt fine, yeah, but I could not drive. Thank God I wasn't like, "Let's go for a ride." Oh, I would never do that. It's irresponsible.
Don't go to Disney either. I'll tell you that one.
Oh, really?
I disagree again.
Well, I mean, depending on how many you take, if you take the right amount.
They don't have Mr. Toad anymore. You're okay. May I say, just don't go to the All-Star game either. Yeah. That's too much.
There's just so too quiet. Many people going like, whoo.
Anyway, I got out of the driveway safe.
I'm so thank glad. You
with all your cars or just your truck?
No, everything's out. Everything was out. Very good.
I would say do go to the Christmas broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's give some stuff away. A little Sporkle. Here we go. By the way, I'm totally down with a microplaning party at my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seriously, like I said, when I'm ready for it at the end of April.
Oh, we gotta wait for you?
Well, yeah, because I can't do it again. And I'm the one who introduced it to you.
Can you microplane other parts? Lower parts?
Oh, I guess.
I'm sure if you wanted to.
I do want you.
Benefits.
I want Kim to get down there and scrape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scrape it, Kim.
It all smooth and soft.
I don't care if your hands are dirty. You can touch it.
Did you see all the stuff that came off my face? Did you see that picture?
I just finished.
Michael, big news. You are on a one-win streak right now.
Streak time.
All right, Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win today for line one.
Good morning. Who is this? Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What is your name, sir?
Peter, who's this? Mike, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Please hold on. Galvin's playing for you. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Dwight.
Dwight, Spanish is playing for you. Please hold. I will take line 15. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello. What is your name, Pumpkin?
Linda.
Linda, I'm playing for you. Please hold on. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Joseph DeSanto of the Paper Stanleys and Bone TV is your... What happened?
Just reminded me of something on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I was just going to ask about that.
So on St. Patrick's Day, a buddy of Joe's filled in on bass, Ricardo.
How did that go?
He was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, he was very, 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 very good bass player.
Slow down.
Used all the strings a lot.
Used
stuff.
All the strings. Yeah.
You look kind of fat in pictures.
No, you know what's so funny is we said we should have put a Yankees hat on him and a Yankees shirt and been like, Dr. Urshot, look at this.
Hey.
Unbelievable. But Joey, were you... How are you feeling?
Oh, I was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
really surprised by that?
No, not surprised. I was just making sure because this was Joey. Was he's standing off the side of the stage, and then he would just do this. He'd go.
Oh, yeah.
Start singing backup. Yeah. And just go and sing
backup. That's what he does. Remember?
It was so funny.
Remember he did that at the what do you call it?
He was part of every song.
Somebody sent me a video. You guys doing Bon Jovi, and there was Joe singing backup.
Yeah.
It sounded great.
Yeah. Oh, no. I wasn't mad about it. It was just so funny because he was, like, sneaking on and off. It was like, just hang out.
Well, don't you guys remember when we were at the spot?
Safety Harbor, yeah.
And he kept stealing the piano man's stuff.
That was awesome.
Except that guy didn't want you there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle.
Correct.
And Joseph is the judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play Can You Name the Correct Words, starting with S-N.
S-N?
S-N.
S-N?
Yep. S-N.
All right. Starts with S-N?
Yeah,
it does.
I don't know if I know any of those words.
Yeah, I know. A lot of them. Here we go.
Just wait.
S-N? Okay. Sorry.
You get it?
Yep.
You know the letters now?
Yeah.
You remember our alphabet?
All right.
All right. So I'm going to give you the definition. You give me the word. A Q sport similar to billiards.
Snooker.
Yes. Galvin. Contemptuous, disparaging
Snide.
Smile.
Snark.
Smirk.
Mm. Snark.
Sneer. A long, legless reptile.
Snake.
Spanish. A net-like hat that typically covers the back of a woman's hair. Yeah. A net-like hat that typically covers the back of a woman's hair.
Snugger.
Snood. Okay. Snood? I don't know. A person who regards his taste as superior to others.
Snooty.
Snickety.
Snide.
Snob.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
That one. A shelled terrestrial gastropod.
Snail.
Snail. Spanish.
I ate so many gastropods in France.
They look delicious.
Yeah.
Now, a short tube to allow breathing while underwater.
Snorkel.
Mike.
Excited.
I got one.
A small extract of a larger work.
Snippet.
Snippet. Mike. A small helping of food consumed between meals.
Snack.
Mike. An aggressive growl.
Snarl.
Snarl. Spanish. We're halfway there.
The score right now, Galvin is in last with one. Michael and I are tied in first with three.
Watch this.
Watch it. Sarcastic commentary.
Snide.
Sarcastic commentary.
Snark.
Snark, Mike.
Snark or snarky?
Snark.
Okay.
Again.
Crystalline precipitation.
Snow.
Mike. Nasal mucus.
Snot.
You. Spanish.
Hi, how are you? It's good to see you again.
Hi. Forgot. The intentional intake of air through the nose.
Sniff.
Sniff. Mike. The projecting nose and mouth of an animal.
Snout.
Mike. The spasmodic, forcible
Sneeze.
Yes. To emit a sharp, cracking sound.
Snap.
Mike. To extinguish.
Snuff.
Galvin, we're on the last three.
Score right now. Galvin is in last with three. I am in second with four. Michael, you are leading by four with a total of eight.
Right.
Not a streak killer.
Not a streak.
It is?
No. Two's a streak. One's just one.
Well, about to get
well,
one.
Now
the streak. Here we go.
To move in a furtive or secretive manner.
Sneak.
Galvin. Furtive? To search, particularly without
Snoop.
Permission. Spanish. And the last one. To sleep lightly.
Snap.
Doze.
Snap.
Snooze.
Snooze. Galvin.
The whole time I'm waiting for Snickers.
Snickers.
Ooh, Snickers. That
is really satisfying.
There you go. What did I play for Linda?
You played for Linda, yeah.
Linda, enjoy. You got a lot of good things to choose from today. I'm going to tell you what I would take. Dennis Miller, yes. Wani, no. Rockville, no. Stephen Lynch, yes. Frank Caliendo, yes. Evening of Paint Road. It's basically the two music festivals, the only thing I don't want to go to. And it's not because of the shows, because of the people that go to them. Dennis Miller is Friday, I believe. I think I might go to that, or Saturday at the... I'm going to microplane and then go to Dennis Miller. Maybe Dennis wants to do it. Then we'll do it together. Yeah, whatever.
There's no D.
Whatever. Blade, plane. Galvin, what do we got coming up in news?
Coming up in news today, we have best street show ever.
Street show?
Bucket of Rocks, and it's over for Creeps.
Well, sorry, Creeps. Plus, we also have Stormy Daniels to talk about.
We do.
And once again, Galvin and I usually are so similar in things. Disagree on something. Opposite ends, you and I. I'll tell you what it is when we come back. It's a Mike Calta show. We're back live. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta show on 102.5 The Bone. Drew Garabo Live can now be heard until 7 p.m. every day. It's a new hour of Drew to keep you company on your entire drive home. Drew Garabo Live. Weekdays from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.